host, Dennis. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Tariq Radio. We in here. 1, 2, 3. Mink slide in the house. I'm fucking around. What's going on, man? We here. Welcome to Tariq Radio. We're live. We gonna make it do what it do. Everybody hit that thumbs up button. Hit that like button. Let everybody know it's real. We gonna chop up some good game on today's broadcast, as we always do. So I need y'all to subscribe to the channel if you have not subscribed already, ladies and gentlemen. And what we gonna do, guys, while y'all piling in the room, we gonna take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be back. So go and get you a sack. That's right, I got the knack. Putting these motherfuckers on they back, yeah. Spitting these rhymes for the dome. Chilling out here in the home. I don't want you to feel mushy. Roland Martin giving up bussy. All in the crib. Anyway, y'all, let me take a commercial break. And I'll be right back after these messages, so y'all don't move a muscle.
It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy, the dating game, and I want to tell you about my documentary, Game Kings, The Definition of Game, starring myself, the Boss Mac Topsoil, Rosebud, Ron Wills, Miles Cunningham, and much more. In this documentary, you're going to learn about confidence, manhood, attracting women, and the definition of the game. To get this documentary, go to MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
What's going on, family? Are you looking for a job right now, or you know somebody who is in need of a job? Then visit acandle.com. Due to COVID-19 right now, so many millions of people are out of work, and acandle.com has online jobs where you can work right now from your own home. Don't wait. Go to acandle.com right now so you can find your online job. That's A-K-A-N-D-L-E.com.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed, available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack, and the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Wingy Apparel is the latest fly and revolutionary streetwear to hit the market. Wingy is a Swahili word that means abundance. Wingy Apparel is designed to promote abundance for the culture. The 100% black-owned streetwear collection consists of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and hats. Be sure to order your hoodie now and get a 15% discount at wingyapparel.com. Remember, all hoodies is not created equal. wingyapparel.com.
Have you been gaining a lot of weight since the COVID-19 pandemic? Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a weak upper body? Ladies, do you feel insecure when a man looks at you from behind because you feel like your butt isn't round enough? If you answer yes to any of these questions, Salomon's Fitness World can help you achieve your fitness goals. Salomon offers customized online personal training, makes and sells ankle, booty, and power resistance bands to strengthen, stretch, and tone your whole body. Order your resistance bands now at SolomonsFitnessWorld.com. Enter discount code Tariq to save 15% on your bundle order. www.SolomonsFitnessWorld.com.
Are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuses to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that covers topics like anime, video games, movies, and TV shows, and other topics that black nerds can relate to? Then you need to check out the podcast, The Swarthy Nerd, at swarthynerd.com. Join the host, the TV guru, and Yuki the Snowman every Tuesday on their mission to provide empowerment to black nerds everywhere. So that is swarthynerd.com. Swarthy is spelled S-W-A-R-T-H-Y, swarthynerd.com.
Have you ever thought about getting into credit repairing? We have everything you need to start a life-changing credit repair business. Zero experience needed. This software makes it incredibly easy to launch, run, and grow your very own profitable credit repair business or to add an entirely new revenue stream to your existing business. Run your own credit repair business effortlessly. 100% risk-free trial with no hassle one-click cancellation at any time. Go to fixcreditsoftware.com. That's fixcreditsoftware.com.
As foundational Black Americans, we're getting closer to receiving our tangibles, but white supremacists are becoming increasingly more aggressive. So it's important that we as a collective of Black people protect ourselves in hostile and vulnerable situations. Go visit the website darkblack.me and purchase the gun safety training and marksmanship instruction videos right now. That's darkblack.me right now. Listen up, family. It's a new year, and On Code Clothing is the refresh for your winter wardrobe. On Code Clothing offers a full line of Black empowerment-themed apparel. Everything from sweatshirts to hoodies to scullies and long sleeves. If you're already on code, stay there. And if you're not on code, get there at OnCodeClothing.com. Remember, this is not for everyone. This is all Black and exclusive, and it's a melanated brand that you need to tap into today. When you go to OnCodeClothing.com, use the discount code TariqRadio at checkout and save for a limited time at OnCodeClothing.com. Check out the brand new book, Reporting Live from Jim Crow, Ida B. Wells. It's a brand new book by author E.J. Wade. This book destroys the sanitized narrative of Ida B. Wells, and it presents her as the foundational Black American hero that she really was. This book also accurately covers the overthrow of Reconstruction, and it talks about the events that led to the removal of our sister Ida B. Wells from history. So check out this book right now, Reporting Live from Jim Crow, available now at Amazon.com, paperback, or Kindle. Are you looking for a 100% natural beard product that cleans the skin under your beard and it stimulates growth? Then check out Beard Tree Oil and Herbs, LLC. They promote healthy beards over everything. They offer a full line of products including beard and face wash, balm, oil, mist, and detox. So treat yourself to the Beard Tree 3 package, which includes the wash, balm, oil for just $25. For best results, check out the Beard Tree 5 that includes all 5 products for just $50. So check this out all at BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com. That's BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com, or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Beard Tree Oils and Herbs.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Tariq Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all tuning in. I need y'all to hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody's feeling the new trailer for the buck-breaking film that's coming out in a couple of months, guys. So if you have not seen the buck-breaking trailer, you can watch that on my page right here. You can subscribe, ladies and gentlemen, and watch it on my page right here on the Tariq Radio YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff we're going to get into. First things first, ladies and gentlemen. Man, we lost a legend. Cicely Tyson transitioned today. So rest in power to our beloved actress, Cicely Tyson. Man, she's a phenomenal actress. She was a writer. Cicely Tyson, we grew up with her. She's been around forever. And she was 96 years old. So, you know, sometimes you feel like people are going to live forever and they just can't live forever. Shit. So it still hit different. It hurts. You know, we lost a legend. So shout out to Cicely Tyson. But she's been around blessing us for a long time. So much respect to her and rest in power to that beloved sister. I know Tyler Perry named one of his studio rooms after her. I think one of the studios or the streets out there at his film compound out there. And speaking of Tyler Perry, there's a special on BET. I don't know if it's coming on tonight or sometime this week, but there's a special that they're going to have Tyler Perry doing where he's talking about the vaccine and he took the vaccine. So basically it sounds like they're getting Tyler Perry to try to push the vaccines on us. So I can't rock with you on that, Tyler. You can't. Y'all better stop letting these folks make y'all into the Negro Whisperers, where they get y'all to try to appeal to the blacks. Let me tell black people something, because see, they got this thing where I keep seeing articles about how we ain't running out getting the vaccines and they're complaining. Let me tell y'all something. And I'm talking to the dominant society. Black people have every right to be skeptical of this damn vaccine. Black people have every right to be skeptical. Somebody said that the Tyler Perry thing is already on YouTube. Okay, so they must have had it tonight. Okay. But listen, black folks, don't. I'm going to talk to the dominant society and black people. Black people, don't make them or let them make you feel like you're somehow unreasonable for not taking the vaccine. People in the dominant society, don't sit up here and be like, how come these black folks don't trust us? Really? I mean, damn, look at your track record. Let's just talk turkey. The dominant society and the medical industry, you have a horrible relationship with black people. Historically, you have never done right by us. Y'all keep talking about Tuskegee. Man, y'all been doing stuff to us way before Tuskegee. Y'all been doing experiments on us since slavery. The medical industry in America started in slavery. Gynecology, as we know it, started in slavery. We've always been your damn guinea pigs. And it never works out for us. Man, they still find bodies around the country from hundreds of years ago where they done experiments on black folks and dumped the bodies behind hospitals. They're always finding these burial grounds of some shit they done to us. Man, come on. Black folks are not unreasonable by not trusting y'all asses. Y'all not gonna shame us. You ain't gonna shame me. Y'all not gonna shame me into taking nothing. Well, you can't travel if you don't go. Well, damn it, I gotta sit my ass home. And by the way, I'm traveling this weekend and I took a COVID test and I ain't got no COVID. I's COVID free. But, you know, they're trying to run this game on us. And we keep seeing story after story of people dying because of this vaccine. See, they really want us to be them damn the guinea pig for it, because see, they're testing it on a lot of white people, and white people are dropping dead like flies taking this thing. So they're like, shit, we want that to be the niggers. You know, they got a couple of black folks to take it and check out. Like I said, Hank Aaron and other people. And I saw a story, guys, and I forgot what city this was. There was a brother. They did some tests on this brother, and he got some kind of rare blood thing where his body is completely immune to the coronavirus. I should have pulled that story up so I can give the brother's name, because I get so many stories. But this brother, they were doing some tests on this brother and his body is immune. His body, I think they put something in his body and his natural blood will kill the corona cells or something like that, man. Y'all look that up. There's a brother somewhere, and I forgot where he is, and I don't have time to look it up now, but this brother's body can kill the damn corona, so he better be careful before they Henrietta lax his ass. Because see, that's what they did with Henrietta Lacks. See, Henrietta Lacks had those cells, those they call them HeLa cells now after Henrietta Lacks, and her cells be curing all types of cancer. Henrietta Lacks ain't the only one. Henrietta Lacks don't have, she's not the only person with these miracle cells. There's a lot of black folks who got these miracle cells that be curing stuff. Our bodies are, man, we're the oldest people on the planet. So our bodies have all types of things tapped in and hitting in and all dipped and dived in behind the melanin. Our bodies have all types of amazing things, guys. You understand? Henrietta Lacks is just the one that they got caught doing the little finesse game where they got this woman's cells and made billions and billions and billions of dollars off her cells, and the family don't get nothing. They don't give the family anything. They took this woman's cells without her permission. And the excuse they gave to the family, well, it was toxic waste. So they were going to throw the cells away anyway, so the family isn't entitled to anything. Yeah, John Hopkins. Man, we got some stuff. Yeah, John, we're talking about John Hopkins in the new buck-breaking movie, by the way. Y'all think that Henrietta Lacks was the only one? John Hopkins, has they've been doing experiments with black folks for years. In fact, I want to say I think John Hopkins did the first sex change, and that was with a black dude. And you know what? And I need help from the family. What's that brother's name? Because we're talking about this in buck breaking. I need a picture. I can't find a picture of this dude. A dude named Phyllis something. It was the first person to get a sex change in America, and they did it on a black dude. And hold on, let me find this brother's name, because I've been looking for a picture for this dude. I can't find a picture for nothing. Hold on. Okay, hold on. I'm looking up something now. I'm trying to find the name while I'm talking. Hold on. I'm trying to find that name. What's the name? I can't find this. Somebody help me out in the chat room. What's the guy's name? Find that in the chat room, please. What's that guy's name? Because I've been trying to find a picture of this dude, and his name is on, I can't think of it right now, man. I got so much stuff on my mind, and I'm trying to find a picture of him. If somebody can help me find a picture of this dude. Yeah, no, I know. Is it Phyllis Fry? I don't think that's the name, no. Yeah, I know Wesley Muhammad knows, but I would know it too if I looked at my notes. Is it Phyllis Fry? Hold on. Phyllis Fry, transgender born in, is that it? I don't think that's it. Hold on. Wait a minute. I don't think that's it. Hold on. I don't know. First openly transgender judge appointed. No. Phyllis Fry is a judge. No. This is a dude. His name might not be Phyllis. Okay, y'all talking about Phyllis Fry. No, I'm not talking about that person. Ah, man, I can't think of the name. Somebody said John Lewis. It ain't Malik Yoba, goddammit. No, it's not. Y'all leave Malik alone. Okay, I can't think of his name right now. Okay, but this brother got a sex change, and I think it was over at John Hopkins. This was in the 60s. The first person to get a medical sex change. Yeah. And I can't think of it. And I've been trying to find a picture of this dude, and I cannot find it for the life of me. They don't have any pictures of this guy nowhere. I can't find any pictures of him. But let me holler at my dude, Broadnax. He probably know where it is. He probably know how to find him. Somebody said, fill his balls. No, it's not fill his balls, nigga. It is not fill his balls. It's not Van Jones. Stop it. That ain't it. Christine Jorgis. No, that's not it either. Y'all just naming random names. It ain't Lori Lightfoot either. Y'all stop. Speaking of Wendy Williams, somebody said Wendy Williams. Stop it. Did y'all hear the story about Wendy Williams? She had a one-night stand with Method Man. Did y'all hear that? Oh, goodness. She said that back in the day, she had a one-night stand with Method Man. Oh, my God. Meth, are you all right? She said they were at a club and, you know, they were smoking a blunt. And one thing led to another. He went to the crib with her. Hold on. Let me play the clip. Hold on. Let me play her explaining it. This is, hold on. Let me play it. Let me play her. She's on some show talking about it. Hold on.
That I didn't belong because I'm not an addict. I was addicted to coke and I quit on my own. It took 4 days and I was an eight ball girl by myself. Yeah,
that was something else I wanted to talk about, but go ahead.
You know, with the only thing I did, I smoked a blunt with Method Man. While I gave him a bath and it was a one night stand. And
what?
And he'll deny it, maybe not. You know,
that wasn't in the movie.
It wasn't in the movie because Method Man is still very angry at me.
But what?
I don't know, for being me, for telling the truth. It was one night. We were in the club. A fight broke out and gunshots broke out. The fight was ridiculous. The whole Wu-Tang was there, but it was only Meth up in the rafters. And see, that's where I go to observe everything because I was by myself. And he's like, yo, Wendy, because he'd been on the show before. And he was effed up. And I smelled the weed, and I had weed, but he had better, you know. I didn't roll blunts. I rolled joints because I was never really a blunt roller, and they're sloppy. He rolled a blunt. We smoked a blunt. We watched the fight. We heard the gunshots. The cops came in. He was rolling with, you know, the car from Staten Island with the whole clan and their people. And I said to him, I guess I batted my eyes and, you know, rocked my shoulders. You know how I do.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you know, you want to come over? And he said, yeah, I'll follow you. And I said, give me your hand. And I grabbed his hand and he put his head down and I put my head down. And people didn't even realize at the time it was Wendy. And one of the biggest stars, the leader of the biggest group in the world, just left, got in her Pathfinder, and went back to her penthouse in Jersey City, where she bathed him in her jacuzzi tub.
Wow.
And smoked more. You know, that was back in the coke days. I don't remember what he did. I'm not going to implicate him on that. I did give.
I don't know if I'm asking too much, but you know. Was it? Did you guys go all the way?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right, Meth. Let me put my Mac and music back on. Okay. So, you know, to Meth's defense, she said he was fucked up. So he must have been drunk. That must have been one hell of a blunt. Yeah. Okay. all right. Allegedly. Ugh. Okay, allegedly. I like Method Man. Method Man is a great actor. He's very good. I hope he gets an Emmy for Power. He did a very good job on Power, but ugh, my goodness. Some people say it's fake news. It might be. Who knows? Wendy be saying anything. So, and let's be real. Some of y'all niggas are smash Wendy. You just got to move her balls to the side and then you'll let it ride. Anyway, I digress, ladies and gentlemen. I digress. A lot of stuff that we got to hit on today. Biden. I got to get on Biden. Y'all Negroes are sitting up here still co-signing Biden, the Butter Biscuit Brigade. Biden is continuing his warpath of disrespect towards foundational Black Americans. He's signing executive order after executive order after executive order, disrespecting us, incentivizing everybody else, giving everybody else all types of tangible benefits, giving us nothing. Y'all sat up here and they did all that black girl magic talk and all that fake phony praise, giving black women props and all. They gave all that fake phony praise and y'all bought it hook, line, and sinker. And they have shown their natural ass. Let me play this clip of Biden talking about the coal industry. He's talking about creating jobs in the coal industry. He's talking to the white working class folks. And he's talking about how coal, the people who dug coal, helped build the country. Now, they say little stuff like that to take passive aggressive digs at foundational Black Americans. Hold on.
In old brownfield sites into new hubs of economic growth, creating new good paying jobs in those communities where those workers live because they helped build this country. We're never going to forget the men and women who dug the coal and built the nation. We're going to do right by them. Make sure they have opportunities to keep building the nation in their own communities and getting paid well for it. While the whole of government approach is necessary, though, it's not sufficient.
So when it comes, I mean, family, this man is talking about giving resources to immigrants, non-citizens, to the environment, to LGBT. When it comes to all these other groups, it's all about what money is going to be generated. And he's up here talking about the white working class, that they built the country and he's going to do right by the white working class. Look at the code words they're throwing out there. They're going to do right by the people in middle America who live by the coal mines. These are white people, these hillbillies who live in the middle of America. Cole talking about they built the country. We're going to do right by them by giving them good paying jobs. Everything is all about paying jobs, jobs, tangibles, tangibles. With Black folks, it's all about hugs and black eyed peas. And we're going to give you a plate of collard greens and all of this goofy nonsense. I mean, this is just blatant. This is beyond benign neglect. This is beyond benign neglect. And let's be clear. This country wasn't built on no damn coal. Coal came later during the Industrial Revolution, and the Industrial Revolution was built up from the workforce and the free labor of Black people, foundational Black Americans. See, notice they always talk about the people who built the country, but they never really mention us. They never mention the real people who actually built this bitch. They start talking about we gonna do all this for the Chinese because they built the country with the railroads, which is a major lie. The railroads didn't build the country. The Chinese came way later. We literally built the country from scratch, ladies and gentlemen. Foundational Black Americans are the foundation. We cleared the roads, cleared the brush, built the first houses, built everything from scratch. But y'all Negroes sat up here, and we gotta get Trump out of office now. Y'all sat up here and co-signed Biden, and I told people, listen, all of this phony praise that Biden is giving with all his, hey, the Black woman in the Black community, all that fake praise that Biden and the white Democrats was doing, I was telling y'all all the way back in November, I said, family, this is, not only is it phony, they're setting you up, especially Black women, they're setting y'all up for a backlash. They're making you the face of this fraudulent election. They keep pushing you out there in the forefront, and they're winking at the other white supremacists saying, hey, I'm gonna push them out here, and if you want to go and get busy on them, we're gonna turn a blind eye. It's the great betrayal all over again. And that's exactly what they're doing. And sure enough, all this week, as an example, we've been seeing story after story, guys, of Black women getting beat up, attacked, tased by white supremacist suspects and race soldiers. Down in Florida, there has been a couple of videos of Black high school girls getting beat up by school officers. I'm talking about these white school officers, these white men who are working in these schools. There's one video down in Florida where one white man got a high school girl and slammed her down on the ground. She was handcuffed. He slammed her down on the ground so hard he knocked her unconscious. Another video, a white school officer tased a Black girl, knocked her out. You see this backlash is happening, and the Democrats ain't making no noise about it. They're not saying anything about it. They're turning a blind eye, whistling. All that Black girl magic stuff goes right out the window. It goes right out the window because they're going to say, hey, y'all got a semi-Black person in the White House now, Kamala Harris, so we don't owe y'all nothing now. That's your reparations. Kamala Harris is your reparations, and Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill is going to be your reparations. See, that's what they're giving us, symbolic nothing burgers. You see, and y'all went for that nonsense. And family, it gets worse out here. These people are getting real violent towards us. Out there in Virginia, there's a white woman, Jennifer Cherry, I think that's her name. She had a unlicensed daycare. And this white woman killed a 2-year-old black girl, beat this little girl to death. And this was the second child to die in a year at this daycare. And they got some video footage from the Ring app where she's in there abusing all the other kids, just abusing those kids left and right. Another black kid died a year, not even a year ago, last summer. It's not even a year yet. Another 1-year-old died and she was never charged for that. The death of the 1-year-old was undetermined. So these suspected white supremacists, y'all sitting up here trying to be on some kumbaya, dropping your kids off with them. You dig? And it's hard now because I understand how desperate some people are because of the COVID thing and the kids aren't in school. So you got to leave your kids somewhere. And that, unfortunately, that makes a lot of us vulnerable. See, this is why black men and black women, we got to understand we need each other. See, all that old independent garbage that was promoted to us, we need each other, man. Because when we do not have each other, we leave ourselves vulnerable for these damn white supremacists to attack us, our families, our children. You dig? And my thing, when I see these white supremacists killing kids and all this, and I'm like, where are all y'all niggas who's out here shooting up everybody in the hood? Y'all niggas, y'all shoot everybody in the hood. Down in, somebody got shot out here in L.A. not too long ago. Just a random cat. I don't even think he was banging. They ran up and shot this brother, man. Uncool. Not cool. That ain't cool. Down in Texas, they shooting niggas left and right. Y'all got all the smoke for the black folks and the white supremacists who's out here actually killing kids. They ain't got no smoke for that. Y'all sit around and with a no justice, no peace sign for that. You dig? It's just amazing. But like I said, there is a backlash that's being launched now against sisters. The backlash is popping off right now. And they do a lot of symbolic things. What's that girl, that poet girl they had up there, the girl reading that little old janky poem at the inaugural festivities? I can't think of her name. And that poem was, it sounded like a white woman wrote it. That poem was like, blah, it wasn't really all that. She wasn't saying anything phenomenal. But there, when I see white people pumping up a black person, just really, really extra pumping somebody up who's extremely mediocre, I said, okay, this is the person. They're setting this person up to run for office. In a few years, that girl, that poet girl that they got running around, they got her. She's gotten model deals and all that. Amanda Gorman. And shout out. Look, I want people to be successful. I'm not hating or anything like that. Look, I love for black people to be successful. But when they're just, when white society is just this extra, okay, now I smell some funny business. I smell some funny business here. They're really going heavy on this girl. Yeah, that poem wasn't making no sense. I'm like, okay, white folks are just, oh my God, this is so phenomenal. Okay, no, it's not. So she's going to be running for office pretty soon. They're grooming her. They're grooming her. I smell butter biscuits. I smell mammy juice. Yeah? I'm smelling it. And see, this is the problem. This is what we're going to be talking about on today's broadcast. We're talking about surviving Zaddy. Because see, now the backlash is getting heavy. And now the Zaddies are turning on some of the bedwenches and some of their victims now. And there was a white NFL player, Chad Wheeler, who played for Seattle, the Seattle Seahawks. Now, this white boy is 6'7", 300 pounds. Big old huge white boy. Dating a black girl. And
old Chad just got up and told her to bow down. According to the article, he said just out the blue, hey, get up and bow down to me. And when she refused, he beat the brakes off this sister. Now let's unpack that. Let's unpack that. Why did this white man tell this sister to bow down to him? Now, first, let me back up a little bit. Let me back it up a little bit. Because, see, when the story first came out, a lot of the major news networks and news article, online article outlets, they weren't really telling the whole thing about this. And a lot of them weren't even running this story. The NFL, they've been very quiet about it. I mean, they were trying to bury this story, actually. They were actually trying to bury this story. And I made this thing go viral because they didn't tell none of the details really of what was going on in this story. Nobody knew what she looked like. They didn't know she was black. We found out this was a black girl he beat up. When I saw how severe the beating was, and then I saw that he was out of jail. The jail, he got arrested and his bail was $400,000 and he was out. I said, wait, something don't sound right. Let me see who this chick is. And sure enough, it was a sister. So we made this thing go viral because the mainstream media wasn't going to touch this. They were going to let it die out. They were going to let this thing die out. And they weren't going to tell you the details that she was a black girl that he beat up like this. They weren't going to tell you the details of that. ESPN, they were hush hush about all the details. So he's up here telling her to get up and bow down to him. When she didn't do it, he got the beating. And this dude tried to kill her. He broke her arm, bashed her head in. I mean, choked her. She was unconscious. And he was like sitting next to her damn near lifeless body talking about, oh, damn, you ain't dead yet. So, family, this sounds like slave play gone wrong. This sounds like some little role playing that they were already into. She might not have felt like doing it. And see, let me talk to y'all out here, y'all divesters who like laying up with Zaddy, talking about you gonna divest, and y'all get into this slave play stuff and all this role playing. See, the problem is you're the one playing, Zaddy ain't playing. So y'all get into these little slay. Zaddy be wanting to do all this role playing. Let me tie you up. Let me dress you like a slave. Let me call you a nigga bitch while I'm fucking you. You know, y'all think it's just a cute little sexual fantasy type of thing. Zaddy ain't playing. This is how they feel when they're with you. This is how they look at you as their little subhuman pickaninny that they can do any and everything with impunity. Now, this dude knows he's going to get a slap on the wrist. He knew that the media wasn't going to really attack him. He knew that he can just throw that little bail money out there and get out. He's free now, chilling. And the media is caping for this dude. There are, man, they got the capes on heavy for Zaddy. They got the cape on for Zaddy. They're not doing anything to him, and he knows that. That's why they get these girls out here and start doing the slave play game. This is why they do that with you. Talking about you gonna damn divest and you gonna upgrade. Please. Y'all play these little silly-ass mammy games, and let me tell you, and this girl is a victim, and I'm not trying to demonize the victim, but I saw a picture of her. She had a Martin Luther King shirt on, I think, afterwards. I think. So, look, I'm not demonizing this sister. Nobody deserves that. Nobody deserves that. But I've been seeing some of the other bed wenches out here making excuses for Zaddy. What's that one pink pill chick, Crystalline? You know, who a major black man hater. She was all on Twitter talking about, yeah, I heard about this case. See, this is why you have to make sure your white man takes his meds because, you know, he sounds bipolar. Oh, so they're making, the bedwinches are making excuses for Zaddy. They still are not learning, guys. They're still making excuses for these Zaddies. You understand? And the media is using the same talking points, talking about he's bipolar, he was off his meds. They're running the same narrative to give him a pass. You understand? Y'all keep playing these little old mammy plantation games. And there was some little mammy bedwinch who was mad at me. She made a video, and I haven't seen the video. Let me play some of this chick. She has on a tacky lace front. She's all on her page with cosplay blonde wigs and contacts on with the whole Bunny Ruckus outfit. Some chick named, what's her name? Let me play a clip of this one chick who's, and I haven't seen this, but she's mad at me because I tweeted about the story and I said, where's all the divestors? Okay. So she got mad, talking about we're making fun of the girl. We're not making fun of the girl. We're telling what happened. Now this is some of the, instead of being mad at Zaddy, here's some of the mammy bedwinches mad at me. Hold on.
Today to talk about Tariq Nasheed. I don't really know who this person is.
Yes, he's
verified
do.
On Twitter. I don't know why, who this oblivious black man is who had the nerve to come onto Twitter and post. Here's the screenshot of his post. It says, NFL player Chad Wheeler allegedly beat his black girlfriend unconscious after he deemed that she bowed down to him and she refused. Where is Divest Twitter to chime in on this? So for those of you who don't know, because I know that you may be foreign or you may be white or you're outside of the black community, let me explain Divest Twitter, what that means. Because the black community has its own community. We talk about our own internal struggles. We do have them. Divest Twitter is basically a group of black women who have decided that black men have let them down. Black men do not defend them. Black men do not protect them. And quite honestly, a lot of the times the black men are the men perpetuating violence and negativity onto their own women. So there's a large group of women who have decided to divest from upholding black men, striving to be a part of black men's lives or couple with them in like a relationship type of way. Black women are like, black men are not worth our time.
These are mainly old raggedy foreign bed wenches that brothers ain't really checking for. Let's be clear about that whole divest thing. Most of those divesters, take a good look at them. Niggas ain't really fucking with them anyway. So they have this whole, I'm divest, I ain't gonna get with the black man. Niggas ain't checking for your little musty asses. Y'all got crooked wigs. Niggas weren't really checking for you anyway. So you're reduced to being a slave mammy for Zaddy. So let's just stop that game. So let me just clear that up.
And there is a significant amount of proof. There is some validity to what these women are saying. Now, I am not a part, like hardcore, a part of the divest community, but I know I need to explain this to you so you understand what this man is saying. So when this ignorant person decided to post pictures of a bloody, beat up black woman, he posted them to poke fun at the divest community and say, look, here's your little black woman that got beat up by the white men you so praise. What do you have to say about this now? Where's your divest? Didn't you say this is better for you? Didn't you say black men aren't worth nothing? This is your white man. What do you have to say? That's what this post was saying. And
the post was to talk about a news story that was relevant. And I said that because Divest Twitter was very quiet. Usually they're very vocal about a lot of stuff, but this, when Zaddy starts whooping ass, all of a sudden they're very quiet.
Ooh, if I didn't catch an attitude. You guys, I caught a hot, I rarely like cuss in public ever, but you guys saw, I caught an attitude. Because number one, Tariq. Because number, thank you to Tariq. You got me on YouTube today because I'm supposed to be doing homework. But nope, I'm going to take some time off for you today. And
take some time off for your janky lace front. This girl has a lace front that looks like goddamn the lion from The Wiz. She's flipping this raggedy ass lace front around. It's real trash.
Very much aware that I could be wearing the crown of shade, but I don't want to do a thorough dragging because I just don't feel like it. But surely I could go get the crown of shade. Tariq, number one, decided to post this to poke fun at black women.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Okay. Okay. That's enough. That's all I need to hear. Okay. Bad faith arguments. I hate these mammy ass kissing slave play bed wenches who try to act like they are the damn representatives of black women. You are not. You are not the representatives of black women. I don't want to hear. I'm not going to ruin your night with bedwinch babble. They love trying to be the representatives of black women. No, that shit ain't got nothing to do with black women, because black women, for the most part, have enough sense not to be all booed up with some Neanderthal ass, janky, violent ass white boy who's about to beat on them. Because I can almost guarantee that wasn't the first time. See, y'all mammies and bedwinches got this thing. Y'all think that all black women are trying to find them a damn zaddy. No, they're not. All black women don't have low self-esteem like you. All black women are not trying to engage in slave play. Stop. Y'all think it's cute to be socked up by zaddy. See, you notice this woman, she ain't got no smoke for the white man who done beat this sister up. The smoke is for me for talking about the beating. You notice that? You notice how these bed wenches and mammies be? She has zero smoke for Zaddy. Notice she never said, oh, this white man is fucked up. Oh, this white man did this. Oh, this white man is horrible. None of the bed wenches are saying anything about Zaddy. All y'all niggas are horrible for posting this. How dare you expose what goes on behind our closed doors? That's what that is. How dare you expose what we and Zaddy be going through? How dare you tell the truth? She's talking about everything but damn Zaddy whooping ass. We're not the problem. It's always, well, y'all black men just mad. Y'all black men are hateful. No, Zaddy whooping your ass and giving you the hunky elbow, that's the problem. That is the problem. Zaddy giving you a nice old down south beat down. That's the problem. Y'all never have no damn smoke for Zaddy. Zaddy can do no damn wrong. God damn, man, these bedwinches are the worst. If we posted, oh, well, Zaddy need his medication. You know, Zaddy is bipolar. You know, mental illness is a problem that we really have to address. But all them nasty goddamn black men, all them black men ain't shit. That's who ain't shit. It's them black men up here making fun of us. They talking about it because they just don't like the black women. That's what it is. But Zaddy likes you by choking your ass halfway to death. That's who like you. Okay. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, they were getting on Jemele Hill. Jemele Hill was, she was kind of not wanting to talk about it. They asked Jemele Hill, like, hey, Jemele, where you at? Oh, yeah, I was busy. You know, I was out at the arcade. I mean, she was making excuses for not really going in on it. Where y'all at? I mean, come on. Oh, y'all have all this stuff to say, and that whole y'all were running up behind the white women with the Me Too and all that. See, divest Twitter and wait until exhale Twitter. Y'all sit up here and y'all get y'all cues from white people. See, y'all can't attack anybody unless y'all get approval from white people. That's why y'all attack the R. Kellys and Bill Cosbys, because y'all got approval from white people to attack them. White people gave you approval. But see, white people, they haven't really given you approval to attack this Chad guy. They haven't given you approval yet, see? Because white people ain't doing it. See, y'all follow white mommy and white daddy's lead. See, over here on the grassroots, we don't follow white mommy and white daddy. We just tell it like it is. We don't wait on approval. We tell it like it is. Yeah? But waiting to exhale Twitter, I mean, they sitting on their hands. They're not saying anything. They're looking at white mommy and white daddy like, is it okay? Is it time? Do I say something? Oh, y'all pathetic. And y'all are not the representatives of black women. Y'all do not represent black women whatsoever. Y'all plantation mammies. But family, see, we got to get real out here, family. See, a lot of black folks, man, are afraid of power. You're afraid of real power. And when y'all see some of us out here, because from what I understand, didn't old boy get dropped from Seattle? Did he get dropped? I'm hearing mixed reports that he got dropped. Some people said he did. I just want to verify. Did that dude get dropped from the Seahawks? We're my football fans, because I don't follow football like that. You see? Because it was us on the grassroots who blew this story up. We blew this story up. We blew it up. Yeah? We blew this story up. So, yeah, they got rid of him. Yeah, see, that's how we do. See, the only reason that dude ended up getting fired, because they were going to let this story be buried. Slave Play Twitter wasn't going to say nothing, guys. All of these mammies who work for these major corporations, these media outlets, these left-wing media outlets, they weren't going to say anything. So, yeah, they got rid of him. So he's a free agent. Okay. But, yeah. He needs some jail time. All that he don't have his meds and all that old stuff. So they're going to try to run that mental health angle now. And I wouldn't be surprised if they get a whole bunch of mammies and bedwinches to start doing public appearances with this dude. Don't be shocked when you see that, guys. Let's okay? Do not be shocked when y'all start seeing a bunch of mammies and bedwinches out there holding his hand, patting him on the back and all this stuff. Don't trip when y'all see that. Do not be surprised. See, a lot of us, man, in black society, a lot of folks do so much off-code stuff. It's ridiculous. Down there in Atlanta, that woman, Fonnie Willis, who's the DA down there, and I told people back then, when she got elected, she was running against Paul Howard, and Paul Howard put some charges on the race soldier who killed the brother in the Wendy's parking lot, and the white supremacists were mad, and boy, they got their gal who's all clicked in with the police union, Fonnie Willis. They done promoted her, and she ended up getting elected, and a story came out today that she's stepping down from that case. She's passing it on to another DA, and that DA is about to bury this thing. I told people back then, this woman is going to bumble this case and flush it down the toilet. Atlanta, my folks in Atlanta. My folks in Atlanta. My people in Atlanta. And not, I'm not going to beat up on Atlanta. All over. What the hell was everybody out there marching and protesting at Wendy's for? People out there by the dozens marching and protesting. And when it comes to exerting real power, everybody starts fumbling the damn ball. When that brother got killed in the Wendy's parking lot, everybody was turned up. Everybody was in the streets. But family, see, this is why I don't do all that marching like that. I don't, people be like, I'm out there on the front line. The front line doing what? What are you accomplishing? You're just getting out there being seen. What are you doing? What are you doing behind the scenes? What are you doing to move power? You see? What are you doing to move power? See, you got to start making power moves. You're supposed to be strategic with your money, strategic with your votes. Everything has to be strategic. And niggas sitting up here voting for that Fonnie Willis lady. And y'all know she was going to drop the charges or fumble the charges. And boom, there you go. She's about to fumble the charges right now. You're not going to get anything out of it. You see, a lot of black folks do things. You start doing things that don't work because you're afraid of freedom. A lot of black folks are really afraid to really be on their own. The thought of not having white mommy and white daddy holding your hand, that's a very scary thing. Because they see how codified these white supremacists are with each other. And see, when these white supremacists start getting rowdy, niggas start getting scared. See, don't get scared. Family, the power, the white supremacists, the only power they have is in their machinery. See, they have more advanced technology, and they have advanced technologies because they're codified. See, the thing that you have to battle is their technology. If you were just in a room full of white supremacists and it was just you, you got that. And they know that. They know they cannot go toe-to-toe with black people. This is why they are very hypersensitive to any cracks in the system. They need an entire system to be working in order to dominate you. The system is very important. They need to be able to summon military weaponry to dominate you. This is why anything abnormal or unusual to the political system or to the economic system, they're very hypersensitive about it and they will start cheating. For example, I still believe that Biden did not get all the votes that they said he got. I just don't believe that Biden got the most votes ever, more than any other president in history. I don't believe that one second. I believe there was a finesse, a major finesse with that election. They'll cheat and then smile in your face and lie and then make you the face of the finesse, which is what I told y'all. I don't trust these folks. As far as I can throw a stick at them, they will cheat. And family, today, did y'all see there was some stock? Somebody on Reddit, on the Reddit website, they were talking about the GameStop stock and the AMC movie entertainment company stock and Nokia stock. Somebody was giving some insider trading tips on Reddit and everybody started to buy this stock. And people were going to make a lot of money. And then all of a sudden, all of these brokerage websites started preventing people from buying the stock. There's literally no reason to do that. If people want to buy a stock, they're supposed to buy a stock. But the fact that this was a crack in the system where it was uncontrolled now. So now you got all these other people out here, these random people who got some type of insider trading tip. And a lot of the powers that be started to panic and they started to shut down, or not shut down, but not even allow people to buy these stocks on certain sites because people were buying low and it was shooting up real fast. They were like, oh, no. We can't let the layman people get a hold of this. Somebody fuck around and ball out. No. Yeah, that was a very interesting thing. See, guys, when there's a crack in the system, they'll start cheating, family. They'll start cheating at the drop of a hat and start putting a wrench in the game. Yeah, the stock market is a hustle. Yeah, the system is rigged. You got a lot of insiders who give information to each other, especially politicians. They give all types of information to each other. Just like when y'all remember Martha Stewart, she went to jail for that. That's what Martha Stewart went to jail for. Martha Stewart, somebody gave her some game and she cashed out on some stocks and all this stuff. And they were like, wait, you got your little money, Martha, but no, you ain't really on the inside. You know, you ain't got this long old school money like us, and you pulled a little whammy bammy and you ain't supposed to be doing that. So they threw her in jail. Yeah. I'm not saying it was insider trading. Well, it was something like that. Somebody was giving some information on some stocks. I don't know if it was exactly insider trading, but people were giving information on some stocks and a lot of people started to buy that stock. And then people started to panic. Yeah. But the thing is, the dominant society, they're very hypersensitive to cracks in the system. You think? And black folks, we got to understand that. And we got to stop being afraid of power, man. We have things right in our grasp. Like, we could have gotten Biden's ass right. But y'all sat up here. A lot of these old scary Negroes sat up here and supported Biden. And Biden has done nothing. The minute Biden got in office, it was just massive disrespect. The disrespect has not stopped. Just nonstop disrespect, the foundation of black Americans. they're incentivizing everybody to come on over here. They're giving them money. They're giving, they're sending all of these people here to undermine us. I would, and black people who voted for Biden, I keep asking, what the hell do you think you're getting out of this? And black people are not that dumb. Black people play dumb. A lot of black folks act dumb. Well, we're going to get Trump out. It ain't about Trump. It's all about fear. Because, see, the thing is, dealing with a Trump, you know, they're going to leave you in a position where you can handle your own business. You're going to be unhindered, see? A lot of niggas want white mommy and white daddy to run wine to, see? You don't want white mommy and white daddy to leave you alone. I mean, Biden's disrespect of black people is just ridiculous at this point. And the Negroes who voted for him, I just look at you as just being sloppy, goofy Sambos. I mean, you're really the weakest link in black society. And black folks, you're going to have to stop doing things knowing that you're sabotaging yourself and then acting surprised because of the results. See, I made an analogy the other day. That's the baby mama concept or the dusty nigga concept, where black folks, you go out here and bang everybody in the neighborhood and the chicks end up pregnant and then act shocked that they're pregnant. And these niggas, you dusty Negroes, will go out here and bang literally anything. You raw dogging every hood rat in the neighborhood, every crack hoe, every skank. And then when you end up on child support, you, man, these hoes are scandalous. Man, why these hoes be doing this to the niggas? No, dusty Negro. It's you. You just a dusty Negro doing dusty Negro things, and you got dusty Negro results out here banging everything, and then you worrying about some damn child support. Nigga, what do you think you gonna do? You got magic sperm that don't impregnate people. It just goes through her body and miss the ovaries, dumb nigga. We got to stop being dumb and doing dumb things and then acting surprised because you get dumb ass results. Stop, stop, stop. Well, I'm going to hope for the best. How you going to raise your child? I don't know. When we had a child, we just going to see when we had the baby. That type of nonsense. Let's just let it happen and wish for the best. That's goofball plantation mentalities. Because on plantations, niggas didn't have to think. You didn't have to think at all. You just had to get out there, pick the cotton, and let massa tell you what to do. And on the plantation, you start doing all types of dumb shit for entertainment. Just doing shit just to be doing it. Just to keep your time. Just to bide your time. You're going to be on here forever. Let me just do stupid shit to entertain myself. See, black folks, we're entertained by dumb shit. Let's keep it a buck. A lot of us are entertained by the most stupidest shit. We love drama. Drama is entertaining. We subconsciously engage and create drama just so we can be entertained by it. A lot of y'all like baby mama and baby daddy drama. Y'all like that stupid shit between your baby mama and baby dad. Y'all love it. It's entertainment. That's why you go to the projects. It's just entertainment. It's just dumb shit, dumb shit, dumb shit. And people are entertained by it. You see? Got to get that mentality out of the game. Just being entertained by nonsense and shocked because the results are not progressive. And this is especially for some of y'all folks who still follow A-Dunce. I mean, with Strappy and Aunt Tits, it's just ridiculous how so many people are jumping ship with them now. And I'm looking at y'all like, you guys know. Now, when people every week, some of their top ADOS members are jumping ship, they're turning on Uncle Strappy and Aunt Tits. Everybody's turning on them. I mean, I'm talking about their top people are turning on them. It's literally every other day. There's infighting. They got subgroups going. They're turning on each other. Strappy is dissing the group members and saying they can't use the ADOS term unless they are registered members, and it's just a clusterfuck of nonsense. And anybody still down with them, you are willfully ignorant. You know that Aunt Tits and Uncle Strappy are a couple of morons. At this point, you know that these two lifelong failures who have failed at everything in life are failing now, and they're not going to do anything progressive. You know that. That the A-Dawgs brand now is just so tainted. That's a trash brand right now. The whole brand of it is toxic because it got so much dirt. They stole the shit from somebody else and then sullied it. And y'all sitting around still co-sign, the handful of y'all still co-signing, and I'm looking at y'all. Y'all just in it for the entertainment. Y'all just like the entertainment and the drama of it. And what's that preacher out there? And I don't know too many details about these folks, but that preacher out there, what's that reverend out there? KW, what's that reverend where they had that janky ass A-Dawgs conference at a damn church? They had a A-Dawgs church meeting and everybody went thinking I was going to be there, and they had to cancel the other one because they know I ain't fucking with them. What's that reverend's name? What's that reverend's name out there in Kentucky? Somebody help me out. What's that guy's name? Yeah, the A-Dawgs California kicked Antonio Moore off. I mean, it's just a hot damn mess. It is a mess. It's Kevin Cosby. Yes, Kevin Cosby. He tweeted something that was real strange in support of Stevette and Aunt Tits. He was talking about, yeah, they should support you. They should follow and swallow. I'm like, what the hell? Follow and swallow? Nigga, that's an interesting choice of words you use. What the hell is follow and swallow? That nigga said follow and swallow. Nigga. Okay, we know what goes on at that church, dude. But it's a whole mess over there. Kevin Cosby, yeah. It is a damn mess, and y'all should know better. You know these people are idiots. You know this Strappy is a damn pathological liar and a damn moron. You guys are willfully ignorant at this point. You know nothing is going to come out of that. And let me tell you something. Nobody's that toxic by accident. Strappy and those dudes, they've been sent to disrupt anything progressive. Y'all better understand, when people have been sent among black society to sow dissension, nobody is that damn toxic by accident. I just don't believe that. These people have been sent. You understand? You cannot be that toxic and that inefficient by accident. You would do something progressive by goddamn accident if you weren't doing some of this stuff on purpose. You would get something right by accident. Yeah, I've never seen a group of people that has never gotten anything right. You understand? Y'all better understand when folks have been sent to you. Yeah? And see, family, we got to understand, as foundational black Americans, the code is the leadership. This is why you never see any of that dirt and that smut when people are talking about Foundation of Black Americans. Even the hashtag FBA, it's clean as hell. There's no dirt on it, no smut, no confusion. There's zero confusion. When A-Dawgs is brought up, it turns into an argument immediately. Immediately there's an argument. When people use the hashtag FBA, everything is clear as day. Ain't nobody having a power struggle. Ain't nobody running around here insecurely trying to get credit for, I'm the leader. I created that. None of that mammy stuff. Oh yeah, somebody, Leechy X and Scam Master J. Let me tell you something. That whole beef is fake too. All of these people, Strappy, Scam Master, Leechy, the Lorax, all of these people, man, you notice they do the same type of thing. They get instructions from somebody. when I did the FBA conference, Leechy and Strappy and all these people got on code immediately out of nowhere. And I didn't even know Leechy. All of these people immediately got on code to try to sabotage it out the blue. They got instructions from somebody. And Leechy co-signing Scam Master J, she was co-signing him forever. Then all of a sudden, she stopped supporting him. Well, she got instructions to do a fake non-support of him after she supported him so long. That's her exit, and that's his exit. See, they got an exit strategy for him. So she's going to do all this. Is a horse and pony show, guys. This is a whole horse and pony show. The whole fake her beefing with Scam Master J, that's just their out. They're trying to salvage her because, you know, Scam Master J, it's so obvious that he's a damn agent at this point. So this is their way to try to salvage her. This is all fake, fake, fake. This is so fake and so scripted, and these people have been sent. Nobody causes dissension by accident like this. You dig? But y'all gonna learn the hard way. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Y'all, don't forget to go to OgunJuice.com to get the Ogun Juice Pepper Spray. Don't forget to go to OfficialFBA.com to get the FBA bandanas, the FBA flags, and don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5, including 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti, and the new buck-breaking movie is coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. Details coming soon. I'll let you know the exact date. We're looking at April, but I keep you guys posted. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend, and I will holler.